This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show is talks about what's going on in the world. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, Big Dog Steven Sanders. And on today's episode, the Big Dog is doing a short episode and talking about what is the difference between doing drugs and doing alcohol. Also, Big Dog will also explain what's going on in his life right now before he gets into the topic. And with me, Hey Now, Hank Aaron, talk about the weather and also other important events. Now, sit back, grab a popcorn, and enjoy this. As we talk this out, let's get started. Here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. Well, what's up, everyone? It's your host, Big Dog Steven Sanders, here on the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. And before we get started, shout out to Kroger hooking your boy up. Appreciate you, boy. Yeah. Now, before we get down to a certain topic, there's a little message that's going on. As everyone already knows, my sister Rose has officially left Chipotle. She has resigned last week. And she wants to follow her own dreams. And I understand that. And I respect her. Hopefully one day we might see her back in Chipotle. I support my sister every single day. And I pray for her. And she prays for me too. And on other good news, my wife and I are going to be celebrating our 2-year wedding anniversary by renewing our vows this upcoming Monday in 5 days. 2 years. Hey, marriage is hard, okay? But if you put in the work, great things are coming. And I experience great things. I love you, my wife. I love you, Hope. Now, let's get down to business today. There was a certain question that I got on my social media. Now, what is the difference between drinking and doing drugs? So, before I give you my opinion, let me tell you what all down drinking and doing drugs can do. I know you do. Let's do alcohol. Alcohol is it's one of the most dangerous substances to do, especially when you're basically a young age. You see people, you know, drinking. You see cool people drinking, try to act cool. But drinking alcohol is not very cool all the time. Okay. You have to drink responsibly. And also you have to be 21 or over to drink. But I have seen these countries that drink alcohol at a different age. Let's see. Canada, Mexico, heck, even overseas. Their laws for it is very different, but you still have to be responsible. With alcohol, if you drink too much alcohol, you can basically cause drunk driving, cause car crashes, makes you turn into this person you don't like. It makes you alienate from your entire friends and family. And it may ruin relationships. I've seen couples
and I saw
basically break up because of this. And I've seen parents end up losing their kids because they allowed their alcohol, they had them drinking alcohol to mess with their life. And it also, with the parents, they're setting a bad example. By not keeping an eye on your alcohol, you're basically just opening up a door for your kids to drink alcohol. Alcohol needs to be drink responsibly. You should never drink and drive or text and drive with that. Now, if anyone's out there at the bar drinking, please don't drive home. No matter if you had one or at least a few beers or alcohol. Here's what you can do. You can call a friend to pick you up. You could probably try to sleep it off. Or you could be the smart thing and just call yourself a ride. And have your car towed home. That's my part on that's alcohol. Here's what doing drugs. Doing drugs is actually the worst. Because you don't know what drug you're taking. Peer pressure in schools.
Yeah.
The worst drugs to take is marijuana, cocaine, meth, all, even prescription drugs. Listen, prescription drugs is supposed to be only to be used for something that's only been prescribed to your doctor. If you're recovering from an injury or surgery, that's all you gotta do. Now, I also seen people doing drugs. They also sell drugs, releasing poison into our society so they can just make a quick few bucks. Doing drugs is not worth taking someone's life or yours. So my advice to you, don't do drugs. Now, here's my opinion about this. Both alcohol and doing drugs is extremely dangerous. And they have serious consequences if you're not careful. Now, if you're going to do drugs, make sure they're prescribed to you by your doctor. And if you're drinking alcohol, make sure you're responsible. Wait until you're 21. Or if you're just going out with a group of friends, pick one person you and your friends trust to be the designated driver. So that way, they can get home safely and you can get home safely. I mean, it's a shame that the person who's the designated driver won't be able to drink, but they're being smart. If they don't want to be the designated driver, just call for a ride. Yeah, just call for a ride. That's all you can do. But if alcohol and doing drugs gets way worse, my advice to you, go to rehab and get some therapy. And then if you hurt someone, you try to make amends with that. That's the best way of moving forward in life. And now with Hank Aaron with the weather. Thank you, Sean. Besides, thank you, Stephen. And plans for this week here in both Fishers and in Annapolis. Fishers is showing off a high temperature of 82 and a low temperature of 56. It's going to be partly cloudy from between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. But in Fishers, it'll be expecting cloudy conditions at around 2 o'clock. And also, everyone, we are expecting a massive change in temperature dropping. Here in Fishers, between the highs, it'll be the high of between 72 and 82 for this week. And then the lows will be between 50 to 59. That goes now for Indianapolis. High of 83. Low of 70. It's actually between highs of 70 to 83. Lows of 52 to 61. Sorry about my confusion, everyone. That's a lot to say. Now, my advice to you guys is, start wearing jackets, because we're going to be in October soon, and we won't be wearing any shorts for a while. With fall on its way, that means winter's is not far behind. My advice to you, be safe, be smart. And if a person does get sick, please take full advantage of your sick days, please. You don't want to spread germs or sickness to your coworkers or the customers. Now, that concludes what I had to say. Let's take it back to Big Dog Steven to see how he's doing. Thank you, Hank. I only got one thing to say before I have to go in for work. That is, I'm leaving you guys with a quote. That is, no matter what problems you have or mistakes you made, you don't have to carry the load by yourself. You have friends and family that are there for you and that can help you. Keep that mindset with you, all right? Because you never know when you need help from your friends and family. Well, that concludes my episode for today. Join me next time while I start the countdown for me and my wife's 2-year wedding anniversary. Yeah. And also, don't forget about how I'll be addressing the fans on here about my gamer channel coming back on, because I'm doing a huge tournament in the next couple of weeks to crown a new world heavyweight champion for my channel. This is Steven Sanders, signing off, and Wakanda forever!